that we started last week. We call it a campaign, for whatever lack of any other word, that Jesus is coming. How many of you guys believe that Jesus is coming? Now, of course, the churches have been saying this for 2,000 years, that Jesus is coming. And I think I said last week that I'm not saying that we're living in the last days. I'm saying we're living in the last hours. Amen. And I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to realize that everything around us has changed, and that the earth is filled with violence like in the days of Noah, and every sign that Jesus told us to look for, we're seeing all around us. Jesus Christ is coming again. And when we say Jesus is coming again, of course, he is coming for the church, and we will meet him in the air. And then he's coming back to earth, and we will be with him then. And the Lord is coming with tens of thousands of his saints, and we get to be part of that number when the saints go marching in, right? Won't that be amazing? Yeah. And so today, as we continue this series on Jesus is coming, we're going to talk a little bit about soul winning, one-on-one, 101 as I call it. You know, that's usually the first class you take in college, some kind of 101 class. Soul winning is something that when you talk about that, some people's blood turns to ice. You want me to say what to who? You know, you want me to say, I'm not an outgoing person. I don't deal with confrontation. I get a dry mouth. I don't know what to say. I stumble over my words. We've got these cards that says Jesus is coming, and it has a modern paraphrased John 3:16, and I mentioned that last week. And we talked about last week about just saying, here's a card, Jesus is coming. Now, that's pretty easy, and it still may be a challenge for some people. And you might say, well, what if they throw it back in my face? Or what if they, you know, whatever. You know, most people are polite. Even if they don't agree with it, they'll go, thank you, and toss it in the trash or whatever. And the reason I say that is because, and again, I don't want to repeat everything about last week, but the key verse that we talked about last week is Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world for a witness to all nations, and then the end shall come. Now it says it's preached as a witness. It doesn't say it's preached so that the entire planet gets saved, because we know that's just not going to happen. We wish it would. And so Jesus is saying, and this is kind of the transition verse, about the first 13 verses of Matthew 24 are kind of written for the church. And after that, it kind of shifts toward the focus on the Jews. It's almost as if this verse 14, this gospel of the kingdom shall